Welcome to BioCast, Episode 1.
Hey everyone, this is Shaddix from BZ Power, starting off with episode 1 of the new podcast, BioCast. Today you're going to see which Bionicle set I like the least, why the Kratza were quite odd at times, and an interview with new member, Lady Aria. Well, this segment of the show, there would generally be advertisements, but since this is podcast number 1, well, there aren't any advertisements. Have a topic that you want to advertise? Comics? Story? Just how awesome you are? Make a short soundbite and send it in. Who knows, you probably will get the air.
Forums and Legation.
Everyone knows the topic of discussion is this week. The forum downtime, down for almost a day and a half. Was I the only one that was worried that someone had hacked it, or that someone had sent more bad messages out? Glad it wasn't anything big. From the hot topic, what did you do in the forum downtime? Some quotes are, "I blipped out of existence," said Zico. "I was lurking other sites, mocking, reading, and shopping for my mom's birthday," from Sumiki. "I stumbled aimlessly around the internet, viewing sites in my favorite list that I had forgotten existed, wondered why the internet had not simply ceased functioning after such a crippling blow." Toakrotz, or however you say it. "Honestly, it didn't affect my life in the slightest," so says Lady Aria. Thanks to Lord of the Firax for the question in Questions for Shaddix section this week. Which Bionicle set do I like the least? Well, I'd have to say the Rahaga. Not only were they clones of each other, only varying in color and weapon, they were also clones of the awesome Rakshi. Also, the orange Technic piece that served as their eyes and held their head up never does come out. To this day, it's still lodged in that Rakshi skull.
Archives of Humor.
If you go look in the collectibles section, under the Kratza, and do a little research, you'll find the Kratza of Plant Life. If you look under Stage 1, you'll see that it, quote-unquote, leaves a trail of slippery, unpleasant leaves wherever it slithers. So let me get this straight. There is a Rakshi that secretes seeds?
The Interview.
Well, for our very first interview ever for BioCast, we have Lady Aria on the show. Joined June 29th, 2010, and has racked up a whole 16 posts in that time. Lady Aria, tell us about yourself briefly.
Alright, well thank you, Shaddix, so much for inviting me onto your program. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited about this podcast.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh boy, do I dare admit I'm not a Bionicle fanatic. I like building the sets, that's a lot of fun. I also like to tell stories, I like to do video, I like to read, I like to do graphic design, cross-stitching, cooking, making cheese. So yeah, I have a lot of different crafts that I like to do.
Do you have any plans for the future?
For future plans, I'm planning to go to college in the fall, be a full-time student, and I'm really excited about that. I like going to school and working toward my multimedia and teaching degree.
Let's see. What inspired you to do the Shaddix cross-stitch, and also the other faces that have so bewildered my viewers?
Well, the inspiration actually started a long time before I actually made the Shaddix cross-stitch. I was watching you with one of your comics, and you were putting pieces together, and you had the whole sprite blown up so you could see the pixels. They were very, very big. And as I was watching, I thought to myself, each pixel could represent a square in a cross-stitch. So that's the idea first came. It was a while until I actually made the cross-stitch because I was working on some other cross-stitches, and when I got those done, started looking at what's a new cross-stitch I can do. So that's when I went to you and said, hey, I want to make a cross-stitch, print me out something, and helped go through colors and pick out colors, and I made the set, made the cross-stitch.
So, Lady Aria, are you actually considering taking requests from other BZ peers for cross-stitches?
Yes, I have thought about taking requests. I'm not sure at this point if I'm going to do them, though, because as I said before, they're very time consuming to make, and my time will be limited because in the fall I'm going to be a full-time college student, so I don't know if I'll have time to make them. If you have any ideas, any designs, I would love to see them. I would love to see them, love to see what you're up to. Also, as I said before, I've been experimenting with other mediums to express sprite design, and I might have time to make something there. So if you have any designs, I would love to see them, and I'd love to see what you're up to.
Well, that sounds like you could have submitted an ad at the beginning of the show. Well, I guess that's all the questions for this week. Thank you very much, Lady Aria, for your interview.
All right, well, thank you, Shattuck.
Well, this time of the show is where we generally do mini contests. Well, nothing this week because I didn't plan ahead, but next week the mini contest is seeing whose signature is the most jam-packed. You can submit your own, or you can submit someone else's signature that you think is jam-packed. Just send me a link to their profile or one of their posts. And the wrap. Next time, look forward to a question regarding my opinions on cats versus dogs, looking at the very first Rakshi review, and an interview with Lord of the Furax. And action! Everyone knows what the... Then I'll quickly... Becky, turn off your music! Turn off your music!